You wouldn't have to go out in the cold either.
Yeah, wouldn't have to go out in the cold after a piece of pine or anything. You just slide that window, reach out there. I was telling someone the other day about the old pine chef. That's what we call it, you know, the pine chef. And yeah, that's the days.
Did your mother have anything on the shelf above the fireplace?
Yeah. We kept things up there, usually right in the center. The old clock, you know, that's where it set up there, you know, and then our medicine deal usually was on the, up there on the fire. We called it the fire board, I believe is what we called it, you know. Mantles, you know, is what they usually call them, you know, but we called it the fire board.
That's interesting.
And that's where our medicine chest was up there on that old fire board, yeah.
Probably kept it up there so the kids couldn't
reach it. Little kids couldn't reach it, you know. There wasn't no way they could get to it up there. And, yeah, that's...
To go back, you mentioned how you got the land ready to plant. But I didn't ask you anything about actually the how you planted and how you what you planted and how you cultivate it and harvest it. Would you give me an idea of what crops you grow and how you do it?
Well, we just we didn't have any machinery. I never did run any kind of machinery in the field to speak of, you know. We never did have any powered machinery. Never did run a tractor out there. We didn't have no tractor. It was just mules. Mm-hmm. And we had cultivators and discs and stuff that we put them mules to. And when we got that ground laid off, got it broke and drug level, well, then we'd lay it off with about a 6-inch shovel plow or something like that for corn. And we'd run the planter in that furrow, you know. One would go ahead laying off and the other, we'd swap work if no other way, you know, and plant that field in corn, you know. And if it's cotton, well, we'd run a furrow in there, you know, and then we'd make a kind of a bed, throw two furrows together and make a bed, what we called a bed. And if we made it pretty high, well, we'd drag it down a little bit, flatten the top of it, you know, so a planter would stay on it. And that's where we'd plant cotton.
I see. So the cotton had to be
up on a bed, so they're not too high, but it was better that way than it was if it got foul, it got grassy, happened to be a wet year and it got grassy and it was down low, you just couldn't do nothing with it. But if it was up a little bit, even though it got grassy, you could clean it out pretty good when you got to where you could plow. And so that's the reason we'd put cotton up on a bed. Of course, peanuts, stuff like that, well, we'd just lay off the ground and plant them just like sort of like we did corn. Have them about on the level when we got them covered.
Did you ever use a cotton scraper?
Yeah.
You did? Yeah. The idea there was I've seen a picture of one and they looked flat to me, as if you just pulled them over the ground.
They're almost flat. They don't throw too much dirt, and on the front edge of them here, well, they've got a little old lip of a deal that turns up on that to keep that loose dirt from falling in there, you know, and when your cotton's little, you know, and covering up your cotton and mashing it down. And if you can get that thing set just right,